liver, shy little Uber, liver.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNAP's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill, here with my fabulous gardening friends, Lance and Lulu. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. End of the season.
Winding it up.
Yeah.
It's almost over.
Yeah, as Lulu would say, wrapping it up and
put a bow on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did say live call-in, didn't I? 527-486-8186, KVNF Now. That means you can call us. And
yeah, you should call us just to keep us honest, you know.
Right, otherwise we're going to make up everything you hear tonight.
it could be, really. No, that's it for sure.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, say call up and say hi. We don't care.
We're winding the season down. And,
that definitely.
Oh, yeah. Lord, yeah. We really are. Yeah.
Yeah. Wrapping up the hoses.
Hoses are drained, pipes mm-hmm. are drained, mm-hmm. you know, things are being put away. I got one hose left out just to do some hand watering.
Yeah, that's me too. I just have one left.
Yeah, lots of, or not a lot of watering left to do.
No.
And what are you watering?
Oh, I'm the cabbage, kale, beets, daikons, the peas are still out there, and spinach.
And your spinach.
Yes.
Let's hear about that spinach, because the... The spinach you planted so that it would winter over and you would have early spring. What's up the status with that?
Well,
Houston, we have a problem.
Good problem.
Yeah, it's a good problem. The spinach that I planted in mid-September for getting maybe an inch or so leaves, because of the mild fall we've had, it is now ready to eat.
That's
no fertilizer, no extra anything extra. It is just having a good time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And has it been a wonderful, beautiful fall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't complain. You just gotta take it as it is.
Yeah.
And you'll cut that back and you'll be fine in the spring.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'll eat those bigger leaves, or somebody will eat those bigger leaves and you know, and then
you'll leave it.
And it's thinned to 2 inches. And I'm going to, next spring, see how it all survives. And I probably want to thin it to 4 eventually. But it's going to winter over at 2 inches spacing.
Good crop. Yeah. Ready to go. Hey, we have Jeff on the line from Paonia. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
We're fabulous. We're so glad you called.
I've got a question about putting your guys' gardens to bed. We always like to spread a little compost on, or a lot of compost on our fall beds as they're going to bed. And then even reapply compost in the spring before we plant. Is it worth putting compost on in the fall, or do we lose a lot of that nutrition, do you guys think?
Well, if you put on, let's put it this way, it doesn't, if it's a really wet fall, winter, and spring, some of that nutrients will be leached out. But otherwise, it's, you know, I've already composted on top of my, all my perennial flower beds. I already put compost on, and I'll probably do it again in the spring. I'm not turning it in. The worms will take it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on top of
Yeah, for sure. What about the annual bed?
I usually don't put compost on ready to plant.
Yeah, me too.
Till spring.
Now, if you're going to just spread manure, fall's a great time to do it.
Because then it works.
If it's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And you might just take a light disking over it, or harrowing, something like that, or a light tilling, and just let it break down all winter.
You know, I throw leaves everywhere. I try to see how many leaves I can put in and on the gardens.
That's good. We blow leaves on the garden, too. That's a good one.
Yeah. And I don't even worry about it too much.
All right, Jeff.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Jeff.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Great to hear Jeff on the line, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. Like you said, you know, you can leach it out. But, you know, in real life, if you got a surplus of compost, put it on.
Put it on, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're feeding the worms and the bacteria and, you know, making them stronger and multiplying. Then next year you might need a little bit more.
Yep.
Right.
And, you know, everything just keeps cranking. It's, it's all just a sort of a personal... Whatever's happening for you at that time, get her done.
Yeah. Yeah, and like that fall planted spinach for next year, I will side dress that or top dress it next spring, even though it's already had 5 or 6 wheelbarrows in that bed when I was preparing it.
Feed it up.
Yeah.
What else you got going around all of that spinach? What are you eating out of the garden still?
Well, peas, snap peas, snow peas.
Which here they have. Are, right?
You're going to make munchy noise there. And beets, carrots. There's actually four types of beets. There's carrots and the cabbage. For some reason, the cabbage are barely heading up for me this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Yeah, you have that giant.
Yeah, so thank goodness for this long, mild fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's kale and there's chard and there's cilantro and green onions, finocchio, bulb fennel. Mm-hmm. It likes cool weather. Most people
right.
always
all
thought
these
it
cool
liked,
weather plants.
I always thought it liked warm weather, but it's actually a cool weather crop in the Mediterranean. That's where it comes from. And so it's actually more of a cool weather crop. And so I planted it in, I think, late July.
Okay.
And I'm not getting the huge bulbs, but I'm getting good bulbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have too much shade. The finocchio I planted, I was out there the other day and I went, oh, yeah. You know, I remembered I planted it because it's so little, it doesn't even look like anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'll eat it just the same.
The fern leaves are really great.
Yeah, you eat it just the same.
Yeah, and I think I have daikons, both white daikon and red daikon, and then I also have round black Spanish radish.
Wow,
which
this
is strictly
all...
that black Spanish is strictly for storage.
Mm-hmm. And this is all still in the ground.
Still in the ground. Oh, kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi, wow. Mm-hmm. And you've got your collards that you're enjoying.
Lot. Yeah, collards. Yeah, my gardens are a little simpler. I don't have that much variety. But the collards are outstanding. I just go out there and pop a leaf off for breakfast and bring it in, cut it up, throw it in the pan, a little, oh yeah, with an eggy, garlic, too much garlic, egg, oh, I love it.
Now we just talk food.
Now we just talk about what we're going to eat, right?
Right.
Yeah. I cleaned up all the tomatoes. They're out of there.
They're out of there.
And almost all of them.
What did you do? Did you put those up? How?
Well.
Lots of different ways?
Yeah. Mostly I just was interested in the San Marzanos, and I've just been freezing those. I've got bags and bags and bags of Marzanos, frozen San Marzanos.
Wonderful.
And then the little ones, the little sun golds. I just gave up on those. There were so many. Thousands. Yikes.
Uh-huh. You might have a few tomatoes coming up next year.
Yeah, I raked them up. I tried to rake more this year and be a little more, a little better at cleaning them up. So I'm sure I still will. But
yeah, one thing that's nice about the tomato seedlings that come up, they're an indicator that there's not going to be any more frost.
Oh, okay. So when those come up in the spring,
they won't come up until after danger of frost.
You know what else does that is the morning glories. You'll have, you know, I have way too many morning glories, and they're definitely a pain. But it's the same thing. You think, oh yeah, well, where are they? And they don't show up until they're pretty sure they're going to make it.
Marigolds will do the same thing.
Yeah, right. marigolds will do the same thing.
I like those indicator plants. We can all use a little bit of help like that.
Yeah.
And Tara in Paonia is on the line with a question. Good evening, Tara.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, my question has to do with storing the squash and pumpkins, winter squash.
Uh-huh.
I've heard keep it warm. I've heard, keep it cool. So anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll take this. I'll listen to this offline. Okay. It's that rotting that starts to happen after a while. What would be the best thing to get rid of that?
Okay. Thank you, Tara.
I know what I do. Oh, bye, Tara. What do you do?
Well, first of all, you got to cure them. That's the first stage.
Right.
And they really don't want to be in cold storage.
I agree.
Yeah,
what's the curing thing?
It gets the skin hard.
Okay.
It's a little bit of sun, and that's why people get impatient and take them. It's going to be a frost, and they take them off. That's too soon. You got to let the vines freeze and stay on there as long as you can. You know, and the vines are still perfectly alive. It's just the leaves are gone.
Right.
And so they're still getting some stuff.
They're still getting stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
And then when you take them off, you leave them out in semi-sun, not full sun.
Yeah, you don't want to sunburn them.
Yeah.
But you want them to dry out
yeah.
sufficiently.
That gets a hard skin or rind. And then it's usually about 40 to 50, something like that, as the temperature. Okay. But I actually don't really know the humidity.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know that I buy that 40 to 50 either. Because I have stored squash every possible way. And the best way I've found is to leave it out in the open, leave it where it's warm. Where my laundry room gets a lot of sun,
wow.
Doesn't get any direct sun, but it's warm.
Uh-huh.
And just put them on a shelf where
they get a lot of air. Then.
They get a lot of air, right? So you know, a wire shelf. If you you know, if you put them on a wooden shelf, you might want to turn them. You know, well, I don't know. Every time you think about it, once a week or something, give them a turn and be really gentle with them. And if you do see any mold or anything coming, use a rag with just a tiny bit of vinegar and water.
And wipe it off.
And wipe it off, yeah.
I like that turning because I've seen that. If you don't turn it, it's like, oops, and I'll look underneath it and start to get mildewy or something. Yeah.
I think letting them have the light in the air is the very best thing you can do.
Yeah, it's not one that needs to be in complete dark.
Yeah.
Right. So not so much about temperature, but about keeping it breathing.
Yeah, breathing. Mm-hmm. And you know, pay attention to it. You know, when you see one that's starting to go, that's the one you're going to use next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I've had two already.
Yeah.
But they were going in the garden.
Right. Yeah. And I brought Godzilla in last week. You know, that was after we had that frost and all the leaves went down, I left them out there for another week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought them in the house and very carefully put them on the table. And they're getting harder and drier as we speak.
Yeah.
So they're ready to go up now on the shelves. And just, I have spaghetti squash from last year.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Still in there.
Sure. Yeah. Still good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great food storage.
That's the one, man. Spaghetti squash. I don't know. You can't mess it up. You really can't.
That's nice. And so many different things that you can do with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so versatile. It's so easy to use.
But, spaghetti squash for me next year.
Yeah, buddy. And that was one of my crops that failed last year that just didn't grow. Was that back garden? I don't know. I don't know what it was that was eating them. But I got a plan for next year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
She's got some time to really formulate it.
Yeah. And I'm going to figure it out. Whatever it was that was eating it is not going to...
Not going to happen again.
Not going to happen.
No way. Mm-mm. Hey, 527-486-8186 KVNF now. Give us a ring. And what is there still to do? What can we still plant?
You can definitely still plant garlic, and you can still plant winter grain, wheat, rye, spelt, that kind of stuff. There's also some winter barleys. I have my eyecorn. I planted it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and it's up about an inch and a half tall, and that will winter over. But you can still plant eyecorn. And I just popped in my head, late November, around Thanksgiving time, I plant lettuce.
Oh, really?
I'll plant lettuce. I don't want it to germinate. I just want the seed to sit in the ground, and it will come up in late February or March on its own.
So you just stick it in the ground?
I have the space already ready. Mm-hmm. It's in that same bed with left about a 4 or 5 foot section of that spinach bed.
Uh-huh.
And I will plant that then.
So before the ground gets too hard, stick it in there.
See.
And lettuce is one of those plants that actually needs, the seed actually needs light to germinate. So I could actually sprinkle it on top of the ground.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, I like that. Mm-hmm. And that einkorn, that's the ancient wheat. Is that for seed or what do you do
grain.
With that?
Grain.
It's for grain. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And I don't know exactly if I'm going to cook it whole. It looks just like long grain brown rice. But either I'm going to grind it, I'll make it into cracked grain cereal, or I'll cook it whole.
Yeah. Yummy. You kind of had a cereal recipe that you were telling us about just a little bit earlier.
The polenta?
Yeah, the polenta that you double cook.
Yeah.
Lance's favorite breakfast.
The cornmeal, pinch of salt, and I cook it up at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it in the refrigerator, cool down, and it gels, gets thick and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And also, I just leave it in the pot because it all comes out of the pot, and the pot's clean in the morning.
I love that.
A method to the madness.
Yeah.
And then I saute onions and garlic, and maybe I thought far enough ahead and soaked dried tomatoes. And I cook kale or Swiss chard or beet greens all mm-hmm. up together. Then I put the polenta in that, and then I'll crack a couple eggs in there.
Ooh,
or
yummy.
Sometimes I'll do dry beans and just grate some cheese on there.
Uh-huh, yummy.
Oh, yeah, cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese for breakfast.
Cheese and garlic.
Lunch and dinner. Yeah, and garlic. Cheese and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Lulu lines all of her garlic up on bread like little tiny soldiers.
Yeah, yeah. I do. I get the piece of bread and I butter it. I put too much butter on, and then I slice the garlic thin and I line them all up.
Yeah.
Really, really formation tight. And then you got to cook it just right, right? And then you've been out in the garden and you grabbed yourself a collard leaf, you know, and you have that all sauteed
mm-hmm.
up. And the toast comes
beautiful.
Out of the oven and you put the collards on and it's, oh. And then
it's
you do
heaven.
A little egg on top of that.
Mm.
Mm. Or cheese.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, eggs and cheese.
Oh, good. Tomorrow's another day, another chance
right.
for a fabulous.
Another day to wake up and have my soldier toast.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You still have to plant your garlic. Is
yes,
that right?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's Not been a delay. Late. There's been a delay game. The tiller was broken, so there's been a delay. But I've been assured that it's going to go in this weekend.
Okay.
Good. Good.
So I'm excited. And I think it'll be fine. The weather looks good.
Yeah.
The weather does look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful light out there tonight up here in the North Park.
Oh, it was exquisite.
Yeah. Exquisite.
Yay.
Lovely. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. Lance, you've noticed some grasshoppers hanging around still.
Oh, yeah. They're just hanging around. They're not moving too much. And they're elongated. And I guess they're full of eggs. And they'll lay them at some point. And this is inside my garden. The
mm-hmm.
turkeys have eaten everything outside the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Man, I still want turkeys.
Yeah. So anyways, that's a problem. And the thing with grasshoppers is the longer the mild season, the more chance they got to dig deeper to winter over. So
there.
Next year we might have, you know, if this stays mild like this.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can still, like, crack of yeah. spring, go out there and start tilling and rattling their cages
yeah.
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
turn your chickens loose. I love the story about turning the chickens
loose.
Oh,
yeah,
in
you
the
till
gardens.
The garden in the spring and turn the chickens in there and they'll eat all the grubs.
Yeah.
There
that includes
go.
The
huh?
cutworms, whatever.
Yeah, they
yeah.
go for it. The
yeah.
slugs, everything.
Yeah. It works great.
Yeah. yeah.
Chickens and eggs. I love mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
I have 2 years running. We'll see if it happens next spring. The magpies have made their nest in my hedge growth that's around the garden.
Oh, really?
And so we'll see if they do that because they eat all that stuff. It's funny. People think they don't bother anything. They're just looking for worms or
uh-huh.
that kind of stuff to feed their young.
Oh, I bet. I bet they can just pick it out of a
yeah.
clump that you never
yeah.
thought
yeah.
was there.
Yeah. I don't know who was eating my plants last year, but somebody was, one of the birds. And I suspected those doves because
uh-huh.
we have
mm-hmm.
a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was yeah. pretty much it. But there were a lot of crows and magpies in our neck of town.
There were. And I don't know. Was it the fruit? Because the magpies were numerous this year. More so than the last few years,
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with magpies. Once they fledged those guys, they were up in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
I'm just seeing them now.
Oh,
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't seen many.
Them.
I haven't seen many either. And they really, they were one of the species that got hit pretty hard when West Nile came through all
mm-hmm.
those years ago.
Oh, really? That
yeah,
was
it was
it,
the
huh?
it
but
was
definitely.
The crows, the blue jays, the blue
robins got hit. That's I found more dead robins that year.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so a lot of stuff, a lot of the birds took a hit.
Mm-hmm.
But now their immune systems are all tuned up and they're fine and
right. Glad mm-hmm. to have them back.
Yeah. I wanted to say one more thing I
yeah.
mentioned on the list because I've had such a good fall pea crop. The birds are pecking the peas.
Really?
Yeah, just here and there. Nothing
uh-huh.
bad, but it's sort of funny. And it's a small bird. It's not a big one, you know.
Huh.
And there they are. Oh, they're just
wow.
checking. They're checking
they're
it
checking
out.
Checking it out,
yeah.
yeah.
Right, right. One of the nice
and they,
little flowers
and they like
left.
The snap peas more than the snow peas.
Isn't that interesting? And this is unusual to have these peas this time of year in your garden because you've got a nice bowl of snap and snow.
I plant them every fall. Mm-hmm. And it's just that we've had the perfect fall.
Right, right.
And I also was diligent in that every 2 weeks, most people don't think about this, but I actually put manure tea on them every 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And they, you know, don't fertilize. Well, they went to town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely benefited, you know. I'm done doing that, but I've been picking peas for 6 weeks now.
Wow.
Yeah, you've had a lot of peas.
That's a great harvest.
Yeah.
The snap peas came on first, and then the snow peas. And now the snow peas are still going, and the snap peas are slowing off. And the snap peas are old enough that they're getting the mildew.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
That old peas plants get.
Yeah. So. But you don't have any mildew on any of the other stuff?
No.
That's good? Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, like it.
Downy mildew, our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, you're going to be doing the storage trench.
This weekend.
This weekend. Tell us the diameter and how big that baby is.
Well, it's probably about 16 inches wide,
mm-hmm.
and at most 12 inches deep. I don't like to get below the subsoil because you bring up that really heavy clay,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get below that. And then I line that trench with straw. And it would be the straw for my wheat mm-hmm. that I grew this year.
Oh, great.
And then I'll harvest carrots, beets, and you cut the tops off. Well, you leave an inch or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the kohlrabi, same thing. The daikon, or I'll use the China rose daikon, the red daikon, stores much better than the white, big, long white one. And the black Spanish radish. And I just layer them in there so that when I go to get in it throughout the wintertime, I have a section of vegetables. It's not just carrots. It's all those mixed together.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
and
right.
How come you don't get mice and stuff in there?
Every once in a while. Well, this is the next thing is I put more straw in it. Mm-hmm. I cover it with 6 inches of dirt. And that dirt seals it. And sometimes if the dirt's more cloddy, they'll find a way in.
Right.
You know, but it rarely, because I'm using my own straw, it has the wheat grains in it. So I haven't cleaned it completely or threshed it completely. That they want the wheat. They don't want the vegetables.
Oh, right.
And then that's really
right.
What they're searching for. And stuff. The funny thing I find in there is the toads find their way in there.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so I cover that with bales of hay.
Mm-hmm. And then you just start at one end mm-hmm. and kind of you've got it all mixed up or layered.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea.
Yeah, and I eventually have to take the whole thing out in March because the ground's starting to get too warm.
Yeah.
Late March,
mm-hmm.
you know. But the other thing that this is one thing I learned the hard way is I put old corrugated steel on top of the bales
uh-huh.
because if those bales of hay get wet, and they'll freeze all the way through and freeze into the ground. They can. And it's happened once. And so even if you don't have corrugated steel, this is where you can use plastic on the so that those bales don't get sopping wet because that's the insulation.
Right. Keep those bales as dry mm-hmm. as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it is Max on the line from Montrose. Hello, Max.
How you doing?
Hey.
Good.
I was up there. I wanted to meet you, Lulu, when I came in because I made a pledge and stuff.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
To Hurricane. I thought you were... I missed you. I'm sorry. I really wanted to see you because your voice is so unique. It was like Gail on Monday morning stuff kind of thing. You know, it's like, really? And her laugh.
Yeah, right? We love Gail. I love listening to Gail. She has such a good show.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for doing this program that you do all the time. I mean, it's just... It really feels good to be.
All right.
Well, we
appreciate
love that.
That so much.
Well, thank you so much.
And how is
you know
your...
what we did this year?
What?
All of us who like this radio station, we did $62,000, did we not? Something
That's
like
right.
that. Isn't it crazy?
Yep. Thank you, everybody that contributed.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. It had something to do with all the apricots and everything. It was crazy this year. I think everybody just decided, hey, we'll just give it to KVNF, too.
It was bountiful, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody was just happy. There was no stress anywhere. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what, other than awesome, and I went, yes.
Everybody was happy. Happy, no stress.
Happy, happy, happy.
Tons of food, tons of food.
Thank you guys so much for providing an opportunity for the rest of us to express our ideas and what we're thinking about, okay?
All right.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Max.
You're
Appreciate welcome. The call. And thanks for listening.
Thanks, Max.
For your support.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, we have time for another caller. It is Daniel from Paonia with a question. Hi, Daniel.
Howdy.
Hi.
I have a question about, I think they're Concord grapes. They're purple and lovely. They have seeds. They're a little bit slippery texture when you eat them. There's a bit tang to them. And I'm curious about if they are Concord grapes or cousin, how to germinate the seeds. Like, what do the seeds need to winter over? Do they need to freeze? When would you plant them?
All right.
Yeah, I've actually had a seedling grapes volunteer in my garden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I suspect you could take some of those seeds and put them just in a 4-inch pot or 2-inch pot and leave it outside.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, and put two or three in each pot.
Yeah, and try and keep them as just put them outside and just let them do their thing.
Yeah, do their thing.
And just see what happens. And, you know, maybe bury one or two of the pots and leave a couple of them above. And then you might got to be careful of that mouse thing, maybe.
That's the other thing.
In the spring.
In the spring, you might have a problem with mice eating it. The other thing is all winter long, if the snow melts off of it, throw some more on them. You know,
yeah.
Keep them covered.
Keep them covered with snow. And, you know, maybe even try starting some with the grapes still around it as well.
The acid juices from the grapes will help seed coat to germinate.
To break down and germinate, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I hope Anthony is listening to this because he stopped in. We got him some white apricot pits and French prune plums. So.
Mm-hmm. You know what I picked today? I went and got some acorns.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just going to let them do their thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Sometimes that's the best plan.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for call.
Thanks, Daniel.
Great to hear from you.
Okay. Bye.
Good night. And, you know, that's going to bring us to the end of another fabulous fun time here on As the Worm Turns.
Right on.
And we're going to be back in 2 weeks. Next week is election night, and you can tune into KVNF for election coverage. That will be exciting.
Oh, I'm going to go hide under a rock.
I'm writing in worm. That's my candidate. Oh, gardens and worms.
Yeah.
I'm going to hide under a rock. I'm going to find a really good place to hide.
But, hey, if you want to send a question, you can do that, worm@kvnf.org, and we'll be back in 2 weeks to chat together. It's Lady Lou coming up for One Woman's Perspective next. And Lance, Lulu, always a pleasure.
That was fun.
Always delightful.
We'll see you again next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening. KVNF.
You've got a cute Vespa pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so.